it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another weekend, another beautiful day to celebrate your home loan.
It is a beautiful day.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I'm Kevin Miller, joined by Tress Collins, Bob Bolt.
Good morning.
Bubba couldn't be here this morning, so we're out here slinging mortgages your way and making sure that you are up to speed and all the happy things that are going on in the mortgage world. If you're out there and you're listening for the first time, we are TexasLending.com. We've been around for a couple decades here in Dallas-Fort Worth helping people with home loans through the thick and the thin. Right now, we are in the middle of the thick of the mortgage business. A lot of rates have gone down. Mortgage rates have dropped nearly 2% since last November. Anyone who got a home loan in the last couple years has a great opportunity to save a bunch of money with a refinance. Anyone buying a home this summer or seeing some of the lowest rates we've seen since 2013 for home loans, you have a great opportunity now to get in touch with us today so we can answer questions for you. We have text lines that you can ask questions. It's great because you don't have to call a loan officer. You don't have to call a mortgage company. You can just text your question, and we'll answer it here on the show. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Get your text lines in there. And I am Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. Started this place back in 1998, incorporated it in 2001. And we're right here in North Dallas. And we are here to answer all your questions with all of our loan officers. If you want to call in today to get a home loan going, do it before the school season starts. Do it before next week starts.
Man.
Do it before Sunday starts. You never know what's coming up on Sunday. But if you're trying to get a cash out refinance or a streamlined FHA refinance or a VA refinance, we have all these different kind of loans here for you. Make sure you call us now.
Even on a purchase, we can maybe get you into your home before school starts.
Yes, we have fast closings for our home purchase. We also have our home purchase team and our fast track purchase program, which gets you fully pre-qualified for a home loan prior to getting a contract on a home, which is important because you'll be putting a couple $1,000s out of pocket when you sign a contract to buy a home. Make sure you protect that money. Don't be signing a contract until you're fully approved. We are joined by Tress Collins, who has been helping us here on the show and manning the phones and manning the texts and doing all the different things that she does.
She's great.
In addition to smiling, laughing for us here on Saturday mornings. And so how was your week, Tress?
It was long. It wasn't bad. It was just long.
It was not long. It was the same number of days and hours as it was in the past.
Well, my mind doesn't think so. My mind thinks it was freaking long.
Okay, so.
And can you believe next week is August?
Already.
School starts next month for a lot of our school districts.
Christmas trees go up on Tuesday.
for some people, yes.
Yeah, yours are up year round, I hear.
We do it every other year. We leave our Christmas decor up all year long, except for the tree. We take the tree down. But everything else, we have a bunch of Santas and, you know, reindeer, snowmen, things like that. We leave it up.
Do you have to eat those pottery Christmas cookies all the time, all year, during the times that it's up all year?
I don't have to do anything. And no. If I were to have to do anything, it would not be
do
that.
Do you eat candy canes all year during that year?
No, I don't eat candy canes at all.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm a picky eater, so
you can't
marry
you
eating to Christmas.
You can't be that picky.
Christmas
I've seen you with the 7-Eleven hard-boiled eggs in here on Saturday mornings.
It's an egg. I can't go wrong with an egg.
All right. Well, there's some bad eggs out there. Hopefully, you're not one of them, and hopefully, we aren't one of them. Hopefully, we're the place that you want to call for your home loan. Make sure you do call our loan officers. They are here right now. I walked in, and they're already up there giggling and laughing and ready to give you a happy, smiley phone voice on the other side at 972-387-4600. Bob, you're one of the happy, smiley phone voices they can talk to during the day.
And I'm one of the good eggs, hopefully.
Yeah.
happy, joy.
Not the bad egg.
Now, if you are listening, we have to preface this by saying he is an A&Mer.
I am through a through. Texas Aggie.
Yes.
I've got it in my soul.
He has crimson colored eyes are.
It's maroon.
Is it maroon? Well, I don't know what color it is. Oh, you know what? It's funny because my college is colors are the same colors. And I went to school from up in Michigan. The maroon and cream was, well, I don't know if it's cream, but we had maroon and cream. That was the name of
maybe
our
it's
colors.
Eggshell.
Hey, my wife went to Texas. I love Texas, too.
Bob's got his maroon-colored Texas Aggies underoos on.
That's it.
He's always ready. Always you ready to cross cheer.
Cross the TMI line,
that's
Kevin.
It. That's
Well, that's one of the things we do here. We do have the this is the TMI of mortgage shows. We kind of get down deep into the depths of your mortgage.
Yeah.
If you're trying to buy a home for the first time, if you don't know what kind of income you need, what kind of down payment you might need, maybe you don't know what kind of credit score you need. You think you are damaged goods, but you might not be.
Right.
Some of you think you are, you're going to get the best rate out there, but sometimes you need to get things improved a little bit. We're going to answer those questions for you here on the show. You can call us, text us. You can call us at 877-881-1053. You can also text us at that number. You can also get in touch with us at our office, 972-387-4600. That's texaslending.com. We talked about rates. Rates have fallen nearly 2% since November. And it seems the last 6 to 8 weeks we've walked into this weekend, we've walked into the show, and mortgage rates are the same. During the week, they're doing all kinds of gymnastics. They're up, they're down, they're around, they're breaking their wrists.
They're excited in summer.
They're landing, sticking the landing. And then when you come in on Saturday, the rates are the same as they were the week before.
Weird.
And that means your 15-year fixed refinances. We're at TexasLending.com, first of all, preface. We have some of the, if not the lowest rates in the state of Texas. There's companies sending out mailers. And we contacted them and said, hey, we need to get in touch with our old clients. They said, you know, what are your rates and all this? And we shared our rates. He said, you know, you guys have the lowest rates of anyone we're talking to, of anyone that's sending out mailers. So these rate and term refinances at TexasLending.com, VA, FHA, conventional loans, call us now, text us.
This make is sure the time.
We have, I just got done saying, 2.875 is possible on a 15-year refinance if you have your closing cost in there. And you're paying your point.
About
you're
a 3.1
3.2 APR, somewhere around there. And on your 30-year, we're also seeing if you're doing that same kind of thing, you can get down around 3.5% on your 30-year fixed for your refinance. If you're at 5.5 or 5 or 4.75, a 3.5% 30-year rate might be great for you if you're going to be, again, having those closing costs and an APR under 3.7. You want that. You want to have an option for it. You need to have good credit. You're going to need to have some equity in your house. But if you're going to try to refinance, even with 5% equity, you can also get a great rate at TexasLending.com. If you're trying to get rid of that PMI, we have the options for you here. Call us, 972-387-4600. Go online to TexasLending.com. Tress, what do you want to know about today?
What do I want to know?
You always seem surprised. You're walking into a mortgage show. You have this long week. You had all this time to think about a mortgage.
She's been thinking about it all night, as a matter of fact. I think she knows exactly what she wants to know about mortgages.
There's just such a large scope to be known. But I would say, I guess my question would be, what's the most popular reason people do a cashback refinance?
The most popular reason?
Mm-hmm.
They want people to like them. I would guess that's would make them popular.
Really?
Want to be their favorite in the neighborhood?
No, you want to be the favorite person. Yeah, that's true. No,
I was thinking it was like to pay off credit cards.
I think that there are. I think people want to get ready for the school year. Maybe their kids are going to college.
Yeah.
I know my brother called me from up in Illinois and said, "Hey, my kid's going to school. I need some money out of my house." That's one of them. Paying off bills is huge, especially when credit card rates. Now, one of the things we do here is we talk about money a little bit. And, man, I used to get really angry about the way all this stuff works just because they keep people in the dark, they being them. And they're always making sure that
that's so clear.
I know. And so they make you – and they keep you in the dark about how this stuff works. And some of you are waiting for the Fed to lower rates. But I'm going to tell you this, and I've told you in the past on this show. As the Federal Reserve is raising rates, I said there's an opportunity for mortgage rates to go down. as the Federal Reserve raises the short-term rates that can keep long-term rates in check. But if the Federal Reserve actually goes ahead and lowers the short-term rates, that can make long-term rates go up because it can stoke inflation. That's not a real concern in the world right now, as most of the governments in the world are paying you negative interest on the money that you're so if you want to give, for example, some of these countries, Germany, Japan, if you want to go lend them money, they're not going to pay you any interest. It's a negative interest rate. They want you to go out and spend your money. They want you to go out and buy things.
That's crazy.
Ew.
Well, my point is this. There's concerns about deflation around the world, you know, as jobs and things are outsourced to countries where workers make a dollar a day, and we're trying to make $15 an hour. Well, I don't want to get into all that. All I want to say is, for mortgage rates right now, if the Federal Reserve does lower rates, the short-term rates, long-term rates can rise in that environment. So be prepared; that can happen. They've already built in that the Federal Reserve is going to lower rates. And once they do lower rates, they'll have new prognostications about, okay, what does this mean? That might mean longer-term inflation. Rates are low right now. They're near their all-time lows. They're within 0.25% of their all-time lows. If you're trying to squeeze out a little bit more blood out of that turnip, you might not be able to get it. So that means if you can save a bunch of money now, start saving $300 or $400 or $1,000 a month, are you really going to wait 4 more months and waste $4,000 out of pocket?
That's right.
Also, credit card rates are rising because the short-term rates, in fact, affect credit card rates, because credit card rates can change monthly. They can send you monthly a new credit card rate.
Yes.
That's a short-term rate. Your 30-year fixed mortgage is going to be fixed for 30 years. The long-term rates differ from the short-term rates. The short-term rates have come up many times since President Trump came into office. They didn't start rising. They didn't start raising them until President Trump got in office. When they did that, the credit card rates keep rising. Credit cards are at 20, 22, 23, 26%.
Yeah.
Yep.
A cashback refinance, you might find yourself and your family being able to drop those rates you're paying on credit cards up to 80%.
That's huge.
Saving thousands a month and thousands a year in payments out of pocket that you can be putting back in your pocket.
And your credit card.
That is the reason that people should do cashback refinance. Right. Restructure your debts. Businesses do it. Governments do it. Smart people do it. They get the lowest rates they can. Don't be paying these high interest rate credit cards. Get a cashback refinance. We are cashback refinance experts. We've been doing them for 20 years in Dallas-Fort Worth. We do a lot of them, and we do them great. And we have to take a break, don't we?
Well, you know, in about 30 seconds, you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay, Tress. But when we come back, not only do we cashback refinances, Bob, you're on the home purchase team.
That's right.
And so Bob focuses all day long. It only takes people that are inquiring about purchases. So if we have a team here that does refinances and home equity loans, and we have another team that does just purchase loans, if you're listening, that means you have someone who's focusing on purchase loans all day long, getting you approved, getting your contract read, getting you into the home and closing it on time. That is why TexasLending.com's business this year is up over 60% over last year. Well, that and the low rates. But our home purchase team has doubled our home purchase activity this year because of their focus. Make sure you call us here at the station, 877-881-1053. Text us, 877-881-1053. Go online and apply on TexasLending.com. When we come back, Tress is going to start asking your questions. Bob and I will start answering your questions.
That's it.
And we will get to the thick of things here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here, Tress Collins, Bob Bolt. The questions are pouring in. They're pouring in on 877-881-1053.
They could be porking in, but I don't think they are.
I was dreaming about bacon, apparently, during the break. 877 881-1053. All right, Tress, let's get to your questions.
All right, here we go. Did a cash out refinance about a year ago. Do I need to wait before I try to refinance for a lower rate? My rate's 5% right now.
And so this person's at 5%. That is a magic number right now, because people that are at 5% or right around it can save a bunch of money because the rates have dropped so much. They did a cash out a year ago in the state of Texas. You have to wait 1 year after you get a cash back refinance before you can get another cash back refinance. So since they've been in that home for or in that loan for a year, if it's 11 months, they have to wait full 12 months before it can be refinanced. State law. But they also passed a law a couple years ago. See, since 1997, when someone got a refinance and they got cash out of their house, whenever they tried to refinance that again, it would always be called a cash back refinance. That's significant because cash back refinance rates have a higher rate in Texas than the regular refinance. So that was the case for 20 years.
And that limits the loan amount, too.
Well, a couple years ago, they changed that.
They did.
And they said, if you got a cash back refinance in the past and you want to go refinance that to a lower rate after 12 months, you can refinance it back into a regular refinance.
Exactly.
That's good because regular refinances have lower rates, and we have some of the, if not the lowest, refinance rates in the state of Texas. So this person's at 5% on the cash back refinance. I got done saying a couple minutes ago that our 15-year refinance rates are as low as 2.875. That's on the 15-year. And they may be able to get a 30-year. This person might be able to get a 30-year somewhere in the high, mid to upper threes. We don't know all their credit scores yet. We don't know their loan size. But, yes, after 12 months, they can refinance. I would call no one else but us just because I know, well, we're beating people all over the place in terms of rates. And so we are, and speed. So we can help you right now. TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Bob, do you have anything else you want to add to that?
On the cash out, well, one of the advantages, as you said, was debt consolidation to get the interest rate that you're paying down from the high credit card debt down to the fixed rate, 30-year, 15-year. But it also has a lot to do with cash flow. A lot of people that when we do a cash out refinance, we might be able to save them $1,500 a month in the total debt payments that they were making because they're currently paying a mortgage and all this debt.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes we have to raise the loan amount to cover cash back if they want to get it, home improvement money, and pay off the debt. And maybe the mortgage payment goes up $300 a month, but we're paying off $1,500 a month in debt payments they no longer have to make. With that increased cash flow, if they put half of it back to principal, they could pay it off in half the time.
Yeah, your credit cards are gone. You can pay off your home even faster because you're no longer sending it to high interest rate credit cards. You're paying all this money in interest. You can start paying off your house faster. So it's consolidating debts to lower rates to pay them off faster. That's what we're here for. And also, we want to get to your purchase loans, Bob, but we have people calling in about that as well.
We do. You ready for the next one?
Or texting. Yes.
Yes.
You bet.
Texting. How long does an approval last once you're fully approved? I'm looking to buy some rental properties.
Yeah. So the thing is this. There's some tricks in there. Because we can say you're fully approved, and those can last 3 months or so. Just assume it lasts for 3 months. So if we pull your credit now, then we don't have to pull your credit during the process of doing your loan for the next couple of months or so. They're usually good for up to 90 days, but there's a caveat. Right before your loan funds, we do have to do a soft pull to find out if you took any more debt. Because if you have, if you have taken on more debt and we don't put it on your application gets updated at time of closing because someone is going to service this loan, and it might be Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae might be the company that's going to be the one that buys this loan. By the way, I have to tell everybody that when you are paying Bank of America or Chase or TexasLending.com or anybody your mortgage payment, 95% of the time, they don't actually own that loan. The loan is owned by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae. These are government-sponsored institutions. They are the owners of the overall loan. The servicing company has the rights to collect your money and keep a stipend of that money when they forward it on to Fannie Mae. Your servicer, Bank of America or TexasLending.com or Chase, is servicing your loan, but they are not the overall owner of the loan. And when they foreclose on it, they would foreclose on it for Fannie Mae, basically. And the company would then have to pay all the money to Fannie Mae. So, so you know, when the loans went bad 12 years ago, these companies had all these bad loans that they had on their books. Well, Fannie Mae had these foreclosures, and then they had to, the banks had to go, you know, as a servicer, they went out and sold them. And sometimes the banks do portfolio and own these loans, but 95% of the time they're offloading these. My point of that is that when you're trying to get your loan done, and we say you're pre-approved for 90 days, right before closing, we're going to recheck your credit to verify you haven't taken on more debt. Because if you have, and you have not disclosed that to a mortgage company, and that loan closes, there is fraud in there because your debts are higher than what you told us they were. So that's called Loan Quality Initiative through Fannie Mae, LQI. And the Loan Quality Initiative pretty much demands that mortgage companies recheck credit before closing. So you may be pre-approved, but your loan at the time of closing, and realtors see this all the time, all of a sudden the loan just dies because someone went out and bought a couch. And now they have
bought a car.
They bought a car right before closing of their mortgage, and now their debt-to-income ratio is out of whack. And so this person, if you keep everything in line, your job stays the same, you haven't taken on any more debt, your approval can be good. Call it 90 days.
Moral of the story, you get approved, don't go buying anything
until
big.
After you, yeah, and I would just wait a couple, until maybe a week after you buy that home.
That's right,
because
before you make any major purchase.
They will call us back and say, wait a minute, this person went and got a car, and so therefore you got to buy the loan back.
Yes.
So now Fannie Mae doesn't own the loan anymore, and lenders don't have unlimited money. They have to have a place to offload the loan so they can keep funding loans.
I tell people, don't buy a stick of gum until we get you into the house.
Gum is more expensive than it used to be, Bob.
Man, remember when you get a pack of Wrigley's for 25 cents?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Moving on. A cash-out refinance can help a home buyout in a divorce, maybe?
Yeah, so there's a couple things there. And so if anyone is trying to, is going through a divorce and there's a home involved, a lot of things can happen. I wouldn't just do that yet until the divorce is final. Because while the divorce is going on, there's going to be a judge, and that judge is going to say, this person gets this and this person gets that. You guys are going to decide who's going to get it. Someone's going to memorialize that in a divorce decree. And that divorce decree, if there's no talk of that home and who gets it, then it might be, let's say there's a home worth $300,000 and there's $100,000 of equity in that. Mm-hmm. So there's only owed $200,000 on a $300,000 loan. And so there's two people involved and they're going to get a divorce. There's $100,000 of equity. How do you get that equity out and get the other person paid off if you're now divorced? Well, one of the things that can happen in a divorce, if the judge says that this person gets $50,000 of that equity, there's a loan in Texas called an OLT loan.
That's right.
OLT is spelled O-W-E.
You owe.
Like you owe somebody. O, then L-T-Y, OLT. And so as long as it's in a divorce, see, a lot of times when there's $100,000 of equity, it can't all be gotten out because of the 80% refinance rule in Texas for cash outs. And so you can't do a big enough cash out loan to pay off the other person. But through an OLT loan, it's not part of the cash out loans in Texas. It's done just like a regular old refinance. Because it's written by a judge, it's a lien on the property. It can be paid off to the person that you owe. So can cash out be done for a divorce? Yes. The best way to do it is through OLT, because if there is cash in that property, it will fall outside of the home equity loan rules in Texas. The rates are better on a regular refinance, and it's in paper and writing. So once they are paid off, then your due amount of money that they're due is done.
Mm-hmm. One other thing that involves divorces, in the state of Texas, we are a community property state. And if some people are going through a divorce and they want to close on a house, if the divorce is not final and recorded with the court,
I know you're, yeah, go ahead.
Then both spouses have to be on the title.
So even if you, let's say it's community property and you've been living together for a while and you have joint bank accounts and stuff, and then you're no longer going out together. Well, in a community property state, someone could say, well, you know, if you bought that home and you weren't married, that person could still be on that title of that home. But Bob, going back to your point, I had a friend last week, and he's going through a divorce. And he sat down with me, and he said, you know what? These mortgage companies keep, you know, running me around. I'm calling around. I'm trying to get this loan done. I'm trying to buy another property, or trying to get cash out to pay her off. You know, mm-hmm. He wants to get cash out to pay her off, and they're not divorced yet. They're separated. They've been separated for a couple years, and I said, well, they legally can't close you on the loan because you're separated. And if you close on that loan, she's going to be on title to the property, okay?
That's right.
And if you're trying to pay her off to get her off title or refinance it to get her off title, as long as you're still married and not divorced, she has to be on the title to the property. Mm. So it's not whether the mortgage companies want to do something. It's law. It's title law. And I'm not a lawyer, title lawyer. But he wanted to get her off of the loan, and he couldn't do it because they're still married.
Right.
And I said, you have to get the divorce done, then you can get it done. And he wanted to buy another house. And I said, well, you can't buy another house because she's got to be on the loan.
Yeah.
Because she's got to be on the loan because
you're still married.
You're still married. And so until that's all figured out, then mortgage company can't really do anything unless you buy her on the title of the house. And so that's just part of it. But we have a lot of text lines, text questions coming in.
We do.
877-881-1053. Tress is loaded with questions. We're going to come back and unload those questions upon you with some answers.
Because they're porking in.
Yeah, they're porking in. They're porking in. So anyway, make sure you go to get your Luby's buffet breakfast on Saturday morning.
They should pay you for that.
They don't pay me anything. I know, but it's right next to our building here, and that's where I'm going right after the show. So maybe I'll see you over there. Hey, this is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. When we come back, more answers to your questions. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here with Bob Bolt. Truss Collins answering your questions for you. Make sure you get your questions in now at 877-881-1053. Get your question in. We'll answer it for you here before you have to get back to work on Monday. You can go to a barbecue later on and bore people with your mortgage knowledge.
Well, you know, or you might actually entice some conversation, because I can't count how many times my husband and I have just been out and about, and people will start talking about, you know, their mortgage, how they can't pay it, or how they want to do a cash out refinance. I mean, you'd be surprised at how popular, or I should say how common mortgage conversation is.
Make sure you call us at TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Tress, it is your turn.
Here we go. I owe $145 on my house, bought it for $162, but I could sell it for between $215 and $225. Does the increased value count as equity when it comes to refinancing, or only what I have paid on the mortgage? That's a great question.
Yeah. So the increased value does count as equity. And so if you bought it for $145 and it's gone up to $215, that's one of the great things about buying a house. And, you know, when we're kids, we don't think about that. I want to buy a house so I can pay it off. Well, then, but you forgot that it might go from a value of $100,000 to $200,000. And now you have this, you can go sell that thing for $200,000. And now you have
more, you have
actually assets there, right? And so, yes, the increased value does count as equity when it comes to refinancing. That's one of the things that can help you get rid of PMI. If you get a new appraisal and refinance it, you can get rid of PMI. You can also, if you have enough equity, get cash out. Just know, when you close on a home equity cash out loan in Texas, when that loan is closing, the amount that you owe on the new loan cannot exceed 80% of the value of the house. So if that home is worth $225,000, then that person might be able to get up to $180,000 out of the house. Now that's the new loan could be up to $180,000. That would be 80% of $225,000. And so they would be able to get cash out above what they owe. If they owed $145,000, they can get an extra $35,000 out of there, depending on how much, whether they have closing costs or want to have a low cost refinance cash out, or if they want to get a low rate cash out refinance. But they also can just refinance and get a very low rate now, especially if they got that home in the last couple of years and the rates are at 5, 5.5. You can drop that rate significantly, save hundreds each month in your payment.
That sounds great.
Yes.
You're like, why wouldn't you do that?
Yes, yes, yes. So make sure you call TexasLending.com today. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com.
All right, next up. How long do I need to be in my house to be able to get cash out for credit card debt? Another great question.
Yeah, great question. It used to be where people would try to do those right after they bought a home. But I would say the best amount of time to wait is about 12 months to get cash out of your home. And here's why. If you bought the home for $200,000 and then you try to refinance three months later and you try to say it's worth $300,000, underwriter is going to laugh at you. Okay? You just bought it for $200,000 and now you're saying it's worth
$300,000. Yeah.
So you're going to have a hard time showing that it increased $100,000 in value. After 12 months is your best bet for everybody that's out there.
Well, after 12 months, then you can go off the appraisal and not the price.
Yeah, because if you bought it 4 months ago, they're just going to give the value of whatever you bought it for.
That's right.
Some people try to flip houses. They buy it for $100,000. They put in $30,000, and they want to sell it for $200,000. Up to a certain amount of time after that home is purchased, they're only going to use that purchase price plus how much money you put into it. So you'd have to keep all your receipts. $30,000 of the stuff that you bought to put into the house. If you only put $30,000 into it and it's double the value of the house, for a certain period of time, figure that first full year, underwriters are going to discount the value of that appraisal, and they're only going to give you the value of what you bought it for plus what you put into it. After 12 months, you should be free and clear of any of those considerations. The underwriter doesn't have to, they will still do that. They're going to look at the appraisal and they're going to look at whatever the appraiser did and make sure it's valid. So anyway, hopefully that helps.
All right. Next up. Do y'all do cashback refinance in Arkansas? I live in Texarkana on the Texas-Arkansas border.
You know, Arkansas is soon to be annexed by Texas, so it is Northeast DFW, as we call it.
They might have a problem with that. I know.
No, but anyway, yes, we do have loans in Arkansas, and we can do cash out refinances in Arkansas.
Dum-ba-da-dum.
Through TexasLending.com. So call us, text us, go online and apply, TexasLending.com. We'll help you out. We're happy to help. And we have loan officers, specific loan officers who are licensed in Arkansas that will be able to help you. One of them being the guy in blue today who didn't wear his Texas A&M colors. But
got it in my billfold.
Okay. All right. He's always got it with him. Bob Bolt, he is on our home purchase team, but he is one of our loan officers licensed in Arkansas.
That's awesome. All right. If I am at 4.35, how low do I need to be looking for rates to get before refinancing? 800 credit scores, 20% equity on a $250,000-ish loan.
A thousand-ish loan. So look at it this way. On a $250,000 loan, if they drop their rate just 1%, they'll save $200 a month on their mortgage payment. I'll say that again. A 1% lower rate on a $240,000 loan, so they're a little bit above that, $250,000. A 1% savings in interest that you're paying yearly on that will save you $2,400 a year in interest. $240,000 loan. 1% of interest is $2,400 a year. That's $200 a month in interest, okay?
That's a lot.
So that person can go from 4.35 down to 3.35 and might make it worth it. If that person doesn't mind having a little bit of higher payment, why would it go higher? If they wanted to go to a 15-year mortgage, they might be able to get that rate as low as 2.875 right now on a refi. If they have 20% equity, they might get rid of PMI too.
Maybe a 3% APR.
So if they wanted to get somewhere, if they didn't want to pay a bunch of points and stuff like that, and they want to do a low-cost refinance, they might be able to get it down in just below 3.5. If they want to pay closing costs and a point, they can get down to 2.875 on a rate and term refinance on a $250,000 loan. If they could save 1.5%, they would save $300 a month of interest. But because they have to pay it off in less time, because it's a 15-year loan instead of a 30, their principal payment would go up.
Yep.
But they would be applying $300 more a month towards their principal by getting a rate down around 2.875. So they can do the math. Do I want to get in a 30-year again, or maybe go to a 20-year down around 3.5? Mm-hmm. That might be close to 1% of interest savings. Some people say you have to save 1%. Well, some people used to say you want to save at least 2% on your rate. That was back when your grandma had a home of $60,000. And it would take a 2% lower rate to save $100 a month in interest. But your loan size is four times that. So you can save even 0.5% of interest on $250,000 and save $100 a month in interest payments. Because if you can save 1% on your interest rate, that's $200 a month. Just dropping it 0.5% saves you $100 every month. Do the math. Do $100 a month. Now, it's not going to be $100 every month because your principal balance is falling every month. And so you're only paying interest on the amount of money you still owe. But when you first get that done, it's a 1% lower rate on $250,000. That's $200 a month of interest. So,
all right.
So you can call us, and we'll be happy to help you at TexasHoney.com, 972-387-4600. We have a live person answer your phone calls. We have live loan officers here. Living loan officers, believe it or not, they're alive. And you can call them or go online and apply to TexasHoney.com.
They trust. Live.
I checked. They're right down the hall.
Franken loan officers.
Well, we're actually going to have to about to go to a break. But when we come back from the break, we have a barn dominium question. We haven't had a barn dominium question in a while.
It's been about a month.
Yeah.
The barn dominiums. I'm going to create the mortgage hammer so you can just hit yourself in the head when you have
loans on
barn dominiums.
But they're really cool. I mean,
they're cool to have.
Yeah.
They're just hard to get loans for. We'll talk about them when we get back on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right. Back on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller, Tress Collins, Bob Bolt, talking about your home loan today here on The Fan. Want to make sure that you're ready to go, get your Saturday going. And Tress is answering asking the questions. We're going to try to answer your questions for you. But Tress, you can get going. What's up?
Here's our barn dominium of the month question. I'm wanting to buy land and build a barn dominium, but I can't afford to buy the land until I sell my house. Can I get a loan before I sell my house so I can begin building before I sell?
I mean, there's ways to get loans before you buy a home. You have to get a construction loan for it. You'd have to get a builder for the barn dominium. You'd have to make sure that if you need to get financing for the barn dominium. The building of the barn dominium is a little easier sometimes than getting the financing for the barn dominium. A barn dominium is basically there's a couple ways that people do it. One, people have a home in some agricultural land, and then they want to build a barn, and they want to make it into a condo so they can rent it out. Right. Mm-hmm. And so they have a little barn by the home and they put a bed in there. And
they're pretty cool.
Some hay or whatever you got to do. the biggest challenge is going to be making sure that you can get appraisal values for that barn dominium. If you're the only one within a 10 square miles that has one of those, then how do they value it? Yeah. Everyone else has a house, but you're the only one that put this barn out there that's got living quarters in it. So how do they give a value to it? There's ways to do it. It can be done. There are specific lenders that focus on these kind of loans. I would suggest that you do yourself, there's a thing on the Google, go to the Google and see if they can help you find a barn dominium loan. Someone that's going to focus on that loan is going to be better than a loan officer who doesn't know anything about it.
So they could get a loan before they sell their house?
You have to get a construction loan, and sometimes the builder will build it for you as long as you have a takeout loan. A takeout loan would be you're approved to refinance that property once it's built.
To pay off the construction loan.
Yeah, the construction loan would be there's two ways to do it. You can get a construction loan by yourself. I would say a local bank. First of all, go to a local bank near the area where you want to do this. One, they have a Community and Reinvestment Act where these banks have to reinvest in the community where they're taking your deposits. They have to reinvest some of that money back in the community. They're going to know your area well. They're not going to feel you go to some guy in downtown Dallas, you're trying to get some loan out there west of Waco and for a barn dominium. They're not going to know the area as well. But I'm just saying that you go to a local bank. You have a contractor that's in the area who's got the blueprints and everything, and you can get a construction loan from that bank, or you can also get that takeout loan, which is if the builder or contractor wants to get the construction loan, once the thing is constructed, then you can refinance out of it. So it's called a takeout loan.
Would they consider it an investment property, seeing as he still has a primary residence home?
Yeah. So if
I mean,
they plan on selling their property.
Yeah.
So when the time he's moving into that, if it's his primary residence, he can claim it as primary residence.
Oh.
If he's going to use it as an investment property, they can always look to see if he can get that, but he's going to have a higher down payment for it.
All right.
Yes.
Here we go. Hey, Texas Lending, just want to shout out, tell you thanks for your time on the air. I listen every Saturday. And we just signed yesterday on a 15-year cash out refinance with y'all. This saves us over $1,000 in interest a month and freeing up a total of $1,800.
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks for helping us make our money work for us. We see financial freedom coming our way from Waylon in Arlington.
People don't realize until that debt is gone. I'm sure these people get goosebumps when they sign because all of a sudden they're free of $1,800 a month. Nearly, it's $20,000 a year. And that's after tax savings. They're not like, it's not like you're going to work for somebody and then you got to pay income tax.
That's right.
You're not paying income tax on the money you're saving by dropping your interest rates. That's just all money in your pocket. That $20,000 a year, you know, you might be able to actually get a fry with that hamburger, you know? And so.
And so, a shake.
Yeah, what? Yeah. You can upgrade from just the plain old ramen to the ramen with beef flavor. You know, you can, all the different things you can do with money. Well, I'm saying that's a lot of money. That's what we're talking about. And we're happy for them. So thanks for calling us. We are the Cashback Refinance Experts. We close hundreds of them every month. Hundreds of cashback home equity refinances at TexasLending.com.
And congratulations, Waylon. That is awesome. All right, here we go. I have an FHA loan with an interest rate of 3.95%. I'm only on this loan due to my wife having bad credit rating at the time. Her credit score is above 650 now, and mine is a little over 700. Should I refinance? I'm trying to remove my mortgage insurance, which is a little south of $200 a month. Didn't know if it would be worth it to refinance.
So if they have the equity now, 3.95, is that what the rate was?
3.95.
Yeah, so depending on their loan size, they might be able to get that rate dropped a little bit and get rid of the PMI. Depending on how long they've been in that home, after a certain period of time, that PMI can go away. If it's an FHA loan, the PMI might not go away. The PMI on FHA, if you have a 30-year mortgage on FHA, the PMI lasts for life.
Unless you
put 10% down. If you only put 3.5% down on your FHA loan, you can always refinance out of it, like this person might be able to do. That $200 a month is a lot. That's like dropping 1% on a $250,000 loan. So even if they can just refinance to get the same rate and get rid of the PMI, they can start saving a bunch of money right now, especially if it's going to take another 10 years to get rid of that PMI just by waiting for the principal balance to drop.
Right.
Okay. I think we have time for this last question. Yep. Listen carefully. My parents have put down their earnest money to buy a house. They have excellent credit. The bid is $325,000. They own their own house outright. It's up for sale for $425,000. The actual value is $382,000. It's on lakefront and on golf course. Can they use their house to get into the new home if the house that is for sale doesn't sell right away? That's from Dennis Livingston.
Okay, so there are ways to do that. Now, if they're home, it sounds like they're trying to sell it right now. So if it's up for sale, here's the issue. They're not going to be able to get a cash out loan if it's up for sale. You can't get a loan on the home if a home is currently for sale.
Right.
So how do they get money to move into the other home if this now...
And they've already put earnest money on the new home.
But for a new home, their earnest money is going to go towards their down payment. I don't know how much home they're buying. Did it say $350? They can get into that home for as little as 5% down.
$325.
Okay. Now, it's because they're not a first-time home buyer here. So they can get in for a very low down payment on this thing. A 3.5% down if it's FHA. And then if they sell their home, they can always pay it down. They can always pay it off if they wanted to. So there are ways to do that. The other option is if they can get a bridge loan. Now, there's a company in town that can do bridge loans for you. That would bridge the gap between when you sell it and you wanting to buy before you get your home sold. If they want to text me, they can text to 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. I'll text them back. I'll get the name of that place that can do that for you. We're out of time, folks.
Yes.
We are out of time.
It flew by.
Yes. We'll have to see you next week. Bob, we didn't get to all your home purchase business.
It's all right.
We'll be here next week for everybody. Make sure you listen next week for the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Call us now. Go online and apply. See you next week on 105.3 The Fan.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.